You're listening to The Takeover, and it is time for Wellness Wednesdays with Kelly Kay, naturopath, joining me in the studio.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover, brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly Kay, naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
We are talking about something that is very topical at the moment, thanks to TikTok. It's a new trend called bed rotting, which sounds disgusting. Awful. We've spoken about it on the show in the last couple of weeks, and it's just bizarre. Firstly, can you give us a bit of a description of what bed rotting is?
Yeah, well, from what I can gather, it's touted as a self-care way of decompressing and relaxing, and really just where you're in bed all day and you can do whatever relaxes you in bed without getting out.
So it could be anything. It could be eating. It could be watching something on streaming. It could be, you know, if you enjoy art, it could be that.
Yeah.
But you're doing it lying down in bed.
You're doing it lying down in bed for hours or days or in a couple of extreme cases. I've seen a whole weekend or a whole week.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Surely taking bathroom breaks, you'd have to.
Oh, well, I assume so.
There's no catheter.
Yeah, no.
I'd hope not. That's really extreme.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight we're talking about bed rotting from a self-care perspective, but also, you know, what it actually is in its truest form, because, you know, it might be touted as a self-care task, but is it? Like, is it actually good for us to bed rot?
Well, I think the intention is good. Like, it's great that people, particularly younger people, are really interested in self-care. They understand the importance of looking after their mental and physical health. Whether it is good for us, I guess it could be good unless you're taking it to that really extreme.
Yeah.
One of the concerns is that, you know, our body's really sensitive to the routines that we put in place and to the associations that we have with certain places or certain times of day. And so normally our bed is for sleeping.
Yep.
Right. So we build that routine and our brain understands that. And so that's really one of the important things in terms of sleep hygiene and being able to fall asleep and have good sleep quality, is that we try and get to bed at the same time each day and that we don't do too many other things in bed so that we keep that association. So particularly if you're someone who already struggles to get quality sleep or struggles to fall asleep, there are some really valid concerns around whether this is actually good for us long term.
Because this could be interrupting that pattern.
Absolutely.
So when you're doing other things like eating or craft or, I don't know, watching Netflix and things, not that I want to put my hand up, but definitely guilty of that, it does disrupt your body's association with the bed being for sleep.
It does. So then the next day or week or whatever, when you go to bed, your brain is like, ooh, this is where we, you know, watch that really exciting show.
This
is where we start to think about, you know, doing our craft or whatever it is that we're doing. Yeah, which can be not so much of a good thing long term.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of self-care, it's probably not actually the best option. Maybe in small increments.
Yeah. Like I said, I think the intention is good and the idea around it is good. But I think it's probably taking things to the extreme.
Yep.
And I don't think for most people that it's probably the best way to look after yourself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
When we come back, we might have a bit more of a chat about this and maybe some ways to put other self-care practices in place instead, or how to sort of take the, I guess, idea and the intention of bed rotting and actually put it in place in a healthier way. We'll get into that straight after this. You're listening to The Takeover for Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM. Man.